AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey everyone, it's Devin Simone, Real World Brooklyn cast member, 2-time challenge finalist, and host of The Challenge Aftermath.
Yes, and I'm Davon Rogers. Now you know me from The Challenge and also from being America's favorite house guest on Big Brother.
Girl, you're everybody's favorite.
Yay!
And this is MTV's official Challenge podcast.
Yes, Challenge USA edition.
Now this was a spicy episode, girl. right? I mean, I feel like diabolical is one way to describe it.
It's a staple.
And then I also feel like the quote that we see in it, which was, "I'm still rich, y'all broke,
y'all broke.
Are stupid." I feel like that's what we should name this podcast episode that. I'm still rich, y'all broke, and y'all are stupid. Because, wow. Like, wow.
He said what he meant,
episode.
And he meant what he said.
Girl, I mean, how are you feeling watching your Big Brother family just eat itself
just
like that?
Eat itself apart. Like, what are y'all doing? Like, what is going on? You came in with all the numbers. Like, and everybody was afraid of you. Like, y'all could have band together and took everybody out. But I feel like there's a lot of emotional playing happening. And it's like, come on, we got to do better. And I probably sound like a hypocrite because I'm a very emotional player. But watching it,
yes,
watching it is different. It's like, oh, so that's what you look like, Davon. That's not the move. That's not it.
I mean, nobody's going to be left at this cookout if they keep coming after each other.
Just like, the ketchup and the barbecue sauce.
Girl,
that's it.
That and that potato salad with the raisins in it that nobody wants.
We didn't make that. We did not make that.
We did not make that. That one person that wasn't officially invited made it. Yeah, this episode is crazy. And I'm so excited for our guest today, Alyssa Lopez. You know her from Big Brother 23. You know her from pulling a huge blind side on this week's episode. I feel like each episode has a lot of blind sides in it, though.
That's why it's so good.
Because we love you, our listeners. We appreciate you, you, our family. And because Day and I are nosy, we tried to get as much tea as we possibly could and ask all the questions. So don't go anywhere. We're going to get into this interview with Alyssa Lopez. You're going to love it. It's coming up next.
Yes. And remember, we want to hear from you. So please send us your questions through the comments on Apple Podcasts and on social media with the hashtag AskChallengeUSA. And maybe we'll use the spiciest, juiciest ones in the upcoming Pick Your Poison segment. Y'all know it's good. And we thank you for using it. Now continue to use it because we need them.
Yes, please continue to use it. We fought so hard for that. And you may get your chance to get a shout out on the Challenge official podcast.
Yes.
All right. We're getting ready to go to break, but stay tuned because after this break, you won't want to miss it.
Boom.
Mother's Day is coming, and mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day. Because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Artesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my character, Gray Parrish, from my new series, Parrish. Yeah, I can drive. My character was a getaway driver.
Yeah!
I'm retired from life, you know that.
His business is failing, his house is going up for sale. He is the everyman.
Tell me about this driver job.
We got a lot of action in this show. We have moments of real danger, and we want to feel as if anything could happen. Gray is invited to drive for this man. He's invited to make money, and he quickly realizes this is not the right thing to do.
I did what you told me to.
And he's in a world over his head.
Now, let's go!
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC Plus.
We have the Miss Alyssa Lopez here with us. Hey, girl, hey. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited.
Girl, well, first of all, I'm a big fan of birthdays, and I know you just had a birthday, so happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
How did you celebrate your birthday?
I went to Miami with some of the castmates. We celebrated mine and Kylan's because his is a few days before mine, so I'm still recovering.
Hey.
But it was worth
Who
it.
Who else went with you?
Was Xavier there? Yeah,
besides
there?
Kylan. Yeah, we're already getting nosy. Who else was there?
Was Xavier there?
X could not make it.
Was he invited?
Right.
He was. I did invite the whole Big Brother 23 cast.
Oh.
And so who was able, it was supposed to be Puerto Rico at first. So it was kind of more of like a bigger plan. A lot of people couldn't make it. Mm-hmm. Last minute it changed to Miami. So Kylan went from my season, Brent from Big Brother 23, mm-hmm. Derek and Claire, and then Angela went, Shannon, Cache, and then James and Kayla.
Oh. Okay.
I really hope if I'm forgetting anyone, I am so sorry, you guys.
Okay. So pretty big crew. All right. All yes, right.
It was a lot of fun.
Love that. So you get the phone call to come on the challenge. This is definitely not Big Brother. What goes through your mind?
When I got the call, I actually declined the offer at first because I got the call like a month after Big Brother and I was still trying to get back into the swing of things and get back into my normal routine. Mm-hmm. It wasn't until they called me back to reconsider a few months later and I kind of did the pros and cons and I was like, you know, Alyssa, this is an amazing opportunity. It would be a whole new season. So you'd be on, you know, the very first original cast. So that's when I was just like, you know what, why would I say no to this?
And when did the revenge plot start?
Mm-hmm.
Did it start from the final, I'm going to say yes, or was
or
it already
from the first phone call? Was it, did it
no,
start from
no,
the minute you,
no, no, it wasn't as soon as I got off the phone, like, all right, here we go. No. I would say more so maybe a week before leaving, I was talking to Derek more because obviously, like you guys know, you kind of know who's going, who's not. Mm-hmm. And Derek was terrified. I was terrified. I was like, I don't know. Like people also have to understand this was, we filmed 6 months after our season. This isn't a year ago. This isn't 3 years ago. Like even saw in the episode, Tyson is worried about Sarah. And that was years ago.
Right.
This is just 6 months ago. Mm-hmm. You go back into a game. And these four people, even though like X was the closest person I had, but anytime you guys had a conversation with, you know, Aza, Tiffany, X, Kylan, they weren't always telling the truth. And I was telling Xavier my whole entire game. So mm-hmm. when you go into a new game 6 months later, even them just saying, I'm having a good day, I'm like, wait, are they lying to me? I don't mm-hmm. really know. So it was really hard going into it feeling like, okay, am I at the bottom? Am I, you know, I always knew. Okay, if it's between me and Tiffany, Kylan's going to have Tiffany's back, which is fair. Right. If it's between me or Tiffany, Aza's going to have Tiffany's back. If it's between me and Aza, Tiffany's going to have Aza's back. So when I was talking with Derek, I knew, listen, like we had our differences on Big Brother, but I almost trust you more than anybody because you, when you lied to me, I knew you were lying to me. These, you know, X, I didn't know he was lying to me. So that was when I kind of thought about it. But, you know, what also is happening on these episodes is I'm considering, okay, I want to make a move that's best for my game. Yes, I know my whole storyline is the word revenge, unfortunately. But anytime I thought of a game move or decision, it was based on what's best for my game, not solely, oh my God, I want to get these people out.
So let me ask you this, because you say it was solely best for your game, right?
Yes.
And so in a sense, you're losing numbers. How did that benefit your game?
Right. So going in first, it wasn't immediately X going in until it was basically going to be either Desi and Leo and Shannon and Cinco. Shannon and Cinco was more the obvious choice. I would have rather Desi and Leo because I had better friend connections with Shannon and Cache. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't really sure if Kylan was wanting to get X out. So mm-hmm. I kind of hid it to myself for a while until I really started having conversations throughout the house. Also, I wanted X to be an ally in there. And I was trying to think of it like, okay, it's Alyssa. If it's smarter, if you feel like you can trust them, maybe you can this time. On the second episode, they show how we're having a conversation like, listen, you need to have my back. What you don't see is right before that, X comes to me and says, hey, so it's looking like it's going to be you or Tiffany. And that's it. And I'm like, okay, if you're telling me, Alyssa, it's not the same, I have your back this time, what are you going to do about it then? Because you're saying it's me or Tiffany, because if I'm your number one, I'm going to do what I can to help you out. There was people I met a week ago that are wanting Tiffany out and trying to help me out right now. Mm-hmm. Why aren't you helping me? So mm-hmm. I felt, you know, I was crying in that scene because it brought me back. Like, I feel like you don't have my back again. I feel like you don't want to show your cards to help me. Mm-hmm. And on Big Brother, there was five people that he had their back before mine. So I think for me, that was kind of my turning point of trusting him. Mm-hmm. And when me and Derek were thinking about, okay, like if we're going to take out X, it was maybe a few hours before elimination where we decided on X. I was like, it's too early. It's too soon. And then we started realizing, you know, Xavier hasn't had Angela as a partner, hasn't had Sarah as a partner, hasn't had Desi as a partner yet. Girls that are very intimidating and really strong players. Mm-hmm. If we don't take this shot, who knows if we'll have that chance? And what mm-hmm. if he doesn't have my back and doesn't want to show his cards? And the best thing, again, is just to throw me in. Because mm-hmm. that's how I felt after the conversation I had with him. And after that was when I started talking to more people and realizing that a lot more people were totally fine with X leaving.
But see, here's the thing, because in Tiffany's elimination episode, I was about to say eviction episode, yeah. Stay out of Big Brother. In Tiffany's elimination episode, we see X vouch for you over Tiffany. Right. He right. sacrificed her to save you. We saw that. So did you guys right. have a conversation about that or anything? Because for him to save you, cross her to save you, and then mm-hmm. you turned around and basically right. stabbed him, it's not a good look.
Not stabbed.
Right. that's what I'm trying to say is there was a conversation before that where he wasn't going to show his cards. He wasn't. We had he came to me, and I already know this. I don't know if he just thought I didn't know what was going on in the house. Also, I didn't even know that Tiffany was an option. I thought I was going in no matter what until the night before elimination. Shannon came up to me and said, listen, the Love Island girls want Tiffany out. I didn't even think that was an option because it's Cashel and Cashel's Love Island. Mm-hmm. So she's like, it's going to be you or Tiffany. So that's when I went to bed that night and was like, okay, what can I do to make sure I don't go in? Not to make sure Tiffany goes in, to mm-hmm. make sure I don't go in because it's gotcha. Between us two. You know, I didn't pitch Tiffany until I knew it's either me or her. So I had to do what I could to make sure I don't go in.
Right.
So when X came to me in that bed and said, so it's looking like it's going to be you or Tiffany, and that's it. And I go, okay, if you're having my back this time around, because for me, I feel like he needs to almost prove, hey, I have your back this time, because it's 6 months later. I don't really know if you're telling me the truth this time. What are you going to do? And he was like, it's kind of tricky. You know, I don't really want to show my cards and this and that. And I'm like, okay, well, if you actually want to prove you have my back this time, then go, then do that. I already knew I wasn't going in before X talked to Tyson. So X really, and I asked this, I asked Tyson later on, I said, hey, was X like a main part of that? Was me not going in? Was it that you really just didn't want me to go in, or what was it? And he said, I just did not trust Tiffany at all. And I just trusted you and Enzo more. So it wasn't like X's
right. He didn't say he wasn't. Yeah.
Point.
Yeah.
I mean, it sucks too, because I didn't even realize that people felt a type of way about Tiffany. I found this out later on that people were getting a bad vibe from her. I guess she was like only wanting to talk to certain people, kind of giving people like the side eye and this and that. And what sucks is I like, even after Tiffany left, anytime someone tried to ask me about her personal life, tried to bash her in any way, and you can ask Cachet this, the same thing I'd always say is that's not the Tiffany I know. That's not the Tiffany I know. I don't know her business. Don't ask me. That's not the Tiffany I know. So none of it was ever personal with Tiffany. It was between me or her. And X's plea for me not to go in, it looks like it's like, oh my God, this main reason, but I kind of already knew I wasn't going in before he even did anything, because there was all these other people that just met me a few weeks ago having my back more than him.
Right. So I want to go on record, because from the outside looking in, especially absolutely, with social media, it looks like your revenge plot was on the cookout, and it was not. It was solely on the person you felt betrayed by, which was X.
I would say going in, the thing is, what I want to make sure everyone understands is too, is when I say revenge and when I've said revenge, it's strictly game. When I think of the word revenge, I see it as a game term, just as blindside or ally or alliance. Uh-huh. It was never anything deeper than that. And it's come to my attention, you know, it's seeing as though it's more than that. And for me, yes, it was mainly X. I just didn't feel like I could trust Tiffany, because Tiffany's too fucking good at these games.
She is.
She's too good. So I knew I couldn't trust her. Azza, I wasn't worried about Azza, and Kylan, I just wasn't sure. But for people that haven't seen the show, you kind of have to do that backstory. Okay, so who is the cookout? Who is this alliance? I kind of have to explain them all for people that haven't seen our season. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But for me, I felt most betrayed by was X, obviously. Mm. Tiffany, I just felt like I couldn't trust.
Gotcha. And you bring up a good point that's curious to hear your take, Alyssa. Yes. On being able to separate game from real life, right? Because like you just said that, you know, everything, even the revenge plot, you're like, it is about the game, right? That I'm going in thinking about the game. But some people view it that way. And some people, not just viewers, but I know people in the challenge house, some people don't treat it as just game, you know, like what happens in that house, they take out. So how do you separate the two? Like what makes you feel like they're very separate and not, you know, what happens if someone backstabs you in the house, that it doesn't mean that they're going to backstab you in real life?
I don't know if it's just me. I really don't know. But like when they took me out, any time anyone asks, oh, in the compound, who was the cookout? What did they do? I like praise how fucking genius they were. Right. Like I still get chills talking about it. They were able to make this whole entire plan to be the strongest alliance in Big Brother history. Like I always talked about how fucking good it was. And when I got out, as far as a game, if we go on another game, I feel like I can't trust you. But in real life, these friendships to me are real and are still real. For me, I didn't go out of the house of Big Brother and decide to talk to these people every single day and visit them and meet their family maybe in 6 months, the challenge is going to come on CBS, because who knows if that could happen, just so I can get my revenge. I'm going to be their friend. Like to have fake friendships like that is just mind blowing that anyone would even think that. It's not like I decided to be the Big Brother winner's pawn or anything. Like these friendships are real to me. Yeah. When I go into a game that I just played 6 months ago and was lied to, I can still take game out of personal, because as soon as Hannah took me, I know she's not on the challenge, but Hannah, she was the HOH of Big Brother that took me out, and X was the main person that's lied to me the longest. Any interview I had, who do you want to win? X and Hannah. Who do you not want to see in the jury house? X and Hannah, because I still respected the game move because it was fucking brilliant. Mm.
So then to piggyback off of that and being able to separate the two, are you and X, because you and X were cool going into the house, right? Is what you're saying, right?
Like, yes, go, X like, and I,
despite
yeah.
whatever, are you cool now after you sent his ass home?
Putting him into elimination, what first of all, shocked that date, like, I was just like, holy shit, this actually happened and he's going home. I was emotional after, because I'm like, wow, like, I didn't trust this guy. I did the move, but I still care about him. And I ruined his game. And it sucks that you can't talk to them after and kind of like talk about more, because there were so many more conversations that happened before sending him in. It wasn't like this ultimate decision. Okay, I'm going to take out X no matter what. Mm. I did talk to him after the show aired. He was very upset because he did think it was, I did it out of a personal reason. I did explain mm-hmm. to him it was strictly game. He did, because he knows the kind of person I am. We talked more about it too, like, you know, on Big Brother, I was known as the idiot on Big Brother. You know, I didn't really make big moves and everything, and I explained to him how, like, listen, like, you won Big Brother, you fucking killed it. I was just there and not really doing anything and was lied to all the time. So, and I know that's the name of the game, but going back into a game, I explained to him in real life, I've told X so many things about my life, and I know I can trust him with it. I know mm-hmm. he has told me so many personal situations, his life, and I have never told a soul about it. Mm-hmm. When it comes, I can take personal away from game. I'm still someone that cares deeply about you. You're just someone in the game that I don't trust mm-hmm. in a game sense. It was a long conversation. We talked again after, and he was like, listen, I've thought about it. I didn't see things from your point of view. And it was a little awkward at first. We talked a little bit here and there after that, not about the game. But since the show has been airing, I kind of have wanted to wait until this last episode to have mm-hmm. another conversation with him. Because there's no point to talk about episode one and then what if there's something that happened right. on episode two.
Right.
So I was wanting to wait until all four episodes are done. Mm-hmm. That way I can have that conversation with, you know, someone I do deeply care about.
Right. Please do indeed update Ooh. Us. You can find us on social media and let us know how that conversation goes.
Because I would
Another
love
question
to know.
I have, girl, we all would. Another question I have for you, Alyssa, you kind of raised a good point, because you mentioned, like, you know, on Big Brother, you felt like you kind of sat back, you didn't make big moves, and people, you know, whether they underestimated you or kind of judged you or thought you were, you know, the non-smart one or whatever. And here, what's interesting is that, so not only did you come for X, but honestly, girl, so far in the game, you've made pretty one of the biggest moves we've seen this season.
Yeah.
So do you feel like there was also a part of you that kind of wanted to, like, show the people what Queen Alyssa can do? You know what I mean? Like, that could kind
I definitely-
of get, like,
I wouldn't say it was like this move is because I wanted to show what I can do. It was more so I want to make moves. I don't trust X, but if I'm going to make the move, I want to make sure it makes sense. Mm-hmm, it wasn't like as soon as me and Kyla won, I was like, all right, we're taking out X. I talked to numerous people. All of Survivor was completely fine with Shan going in, if not wanting it.
Of course, they didn't trust her either.
Does anybody?
Right.
No, I feel like in watching the show, I mean, it does. There was a moment where Tyson sort of says,
yeah,
are they doing my work for me?
Right.
And honestly, it kind of feels like it kind of looked right. so far. It kind of looked
but
like
here,
that.
But in my point of view, Shan, I never spoke to in the compound. We never had a personal conversation. We never had a game conversation. She never came up to me about any type of game. Until I was in power, she sat down with me and Kylan and tried to act like she has my back and this and that. And I've never spoke to her before. So you finally talk to me when I'm in power. And then Desi is her number. It seemed like it was her number one. And she was literally like, no, my first pick. If X and Shan are an option, like, that would be my first pick.
Huh.
So I just felt like, okay, he also has someone that I don't have a relationship with. Out of everybody in the compound, mm-hmm. the least amount of relationship I have is with Shan. Mm. So not only is it X, somebody that I'm not sure I can trust, because when it was between me and Tiffany, he wasn't really going to say anything until I, you know, kind of fought with him and was like, listen, what are you going to do to help me here? It's X as well as Shan, who I have no relationship with. I never spoke with her in the house. That's why it's mind blowing to me that Shan wants to say I said all these things when not a single person in the compound can say that they saw me and her have a conversation. Mm. Like, I never spoke to her.
So it was easy
yeah. for me with Shan. And that's why it was just like, okay, if nobody trusts her, everyone thinks that she's sketchy and she's with X, then for me, if it was X and I don't know, Cachet or X and Shannon, like that would be a little hard for me, but it was Shan, someone I never spoke to until I was in power.
Right. So I just want to say real quick, you know, as far as Big Brother, you won the Tiny Vito comp. And
yes,
I also won the Tiny Vito comp. So I just want to say, like, I see you, girl. So don't feel like you didn't make any moves in BB. You did, because that veto is hard, okay? So I'm proud of you for that.
Right.
But let's get back to the challenge. So the algorithm gives you Kyland. Now, we know the history of Kyland and Xavier and how that played out. You know, Xavier ultimately sent Kyland home. So it was a little friction there, right? So when you got him as a partner, knowing what your plan was in the back of your mind, did you think, okay, good, this is going to work in my favor, this is an easy go, or did you think that Kyland would be a little hesitant about it?
I didn't even think Kyland would even think about it. Mm-hmm. I was really like, okay, like, that's what's, it's, they, X was not an option until I had more conversations and I thought about it more. Mm-hmm. When I got Kyland, I was like, okay, no, like it wasn't like any move or every single time I spoke or slept, all I thought about was revenge on X.
Like, right, that's what it looked like.
Of course. And that's fine. You know, that's TV. I hope it's entertaining. You know, it's whatever is going to make the best TV. Obviously, like, I mean, you guys know this, you go in these interviews for hours. And obviously, what's going to make good TV is going to be shown. And
will
it is
say
what
this,
it is.
Though, if I can just say this, it's never that everything's able to be shown because there's only so much time, right?
And right.
What are these, like an hour episodes or something like that? So there's only so much time. You have 20-something, 30 people's stories that you're following. You just can't put it all together.
Right.
I will say that out of the 13 years I've been doing reality TV or TV in general, I have yet to really see where it felt like the story, particularly with the challenge, mm-hmm. didn't ultimately, like what they were showing, didn't ultimately match up though with the theme or the energy of what was happening. Now, maybe they didn't show every conversation that led to that place or every whatever, sure. But like ultimately, whatever the general story is, like if someone kind of has it out for a person or wants to really like win a particular challenge or is trying to, you know, politic with a bunch of people, whatever it is, that's they're not that wrong.
Yeah, I can agree with that. The challenge has definitely been really good to me.
I mean, I went in wanting the revenge, but it wasn't I went in to win as well.
Right.
So I just feel like sometimes it's looking
like we see that though. You weren't dumb. You, like you said, you didn't risk your game. You know, like at the end, it's interesting because we see Shan sort of say, I don't know what Alyssa was thinking. And my first thought is, girl, she was thinking to send y'all home is what she was thinking. And it worked. Like that was clearly the goal and it worked. So
she had a plan.
Yeah, like she had a plan that benefited her and it's currently
and it
working.
Executed,
so, yeah, I don't think as a viewer, people, it doesn't, because what would be different is if you did something that was just blatantly detrimental, meaning like say you and X were on the same team and you volunteered to go in because you wanted to get revenge, like that would be dumb, right? But like you weren't doing that.
That would be like, I hope you wouldn't want to interview me if I did something like that.
We would just talk about you. No, I'm kidding. But like you didn't do that. You were smart. You took a big swing, but you hit.
And it was
clear that it was, yes, you wanted revenge, but,
right. You
know, watching it thus far, and we don't know what happened. You know, but we don't know what happens. But, like, definitely looks like you came to the game to, like, play, and you were fully doing that and doing it well.
Okay. Well, as long as it's looking like I'm playing the game, because, man, I tried my fucking hardest, so.
Girl, this trivia challenge, okay?
Oh, I love trivia.
I love trivia.
Oh, I love
you
it so
are
much.
Paired with Kyland, and we know Kyland has a brain. That man is smart.
Oh my God. Thank God.
And so you're paired with him, and we see him answering the majority of the questions.
Okay.
How is that working?
Pisses me off. See, that's what I'm saying. It pisses me off. You can ask Kyland. First of all, trivia and heights, two of my biggest fucking fears, okay? Mm-hmm. So now they're combined. I'm literally terrified to the point where I can barely speak I can whisper because I can't even yell. So Kylan is the spokesperson, okay? But you can ask Kylan. I knew the states that start with N. I knew the horoscopes. That was all me. I will say the presidents didn't know. I will, the holidays we worked together and the Catwoman, that was all him. I'm giving him props for that. But I-
That's impressive. Talk,
yeah, no, I did not know any of that. But with the states and the horoscopes and the holidays, him and I would talk and we would think of three right off the bat. That way we can have three ready to go.
Strategy.
And
yeah,
while
that's
he's good. And while he's speaking as well and listening, like he's speaking and also thinking about those while I'm listening to what everyone else is saying to make sure we don't repeat it. So
and
we kind of had
ask that smart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had two different sides because we would have hated to have these answers but actually say what someone else said. So yeah. I was in charge of, hey, like thinking of other ones as well as remembering what people are saying. And he was in charge of speaking and making sure he had the three ready to go.
And that's so smart because I was going to ask that because we saw, I think, what, two different, at least two teams get eliminated solely off of repeating something someone else said and they didn't hear it. And I was thinking like, that's a hard, you know, yeah, it's double. You're really having to do two different things, right? Yeah. Like you're having to think of the answers, but you're also having to stay clued in to make sure that someone else doesn't, you know, get it wrong. So that's a very smart strategy. Another really smart strategy is the fact that who was it? I think it was it Danny who figured out, who guessed and got it right?
The Penguins. God. Oh
like,
my God.
How? Like, I mean, I just a moment of honor for Danny for that.
My
because like, wait, what?
Because like, he had already told
crazy.
His wife bye. He was ready to go.
Yes, like, because to guess, okay, Pittsburgh, cool. And then he just, like, guessed the animal. And also, shout out to the Tampa Bay Lightning, who, like, historically win that all the time, and nobody gave them props, and they, like, win all the time. So shout out to you, Tampa Bay. We didn't forget you. We love you. But I cannot believe that Danny managed to guess and get that correct.
Yeah. That was good.
It was actually pretty cool to see him do that, because he was just like, I don't know. He was, like, ready to lose. He's like, I don't know, Penguins. It was funny.
Yeah. Yeah. And then when TJ was like, that is correct. Like, I can't. And side note, someone did, Day, I don't know if you caught this, someone called TJ Diabolical in the intro.
Oh, I did.
So we've been calling him that
yeah.
this season on this show, on this podcast. And I love TJ, but he is extra diabolical this season. And he particularly is on the trivia challenges.
Because that's his one.
And why is it that you think you know all these things like horoscopes so easy, but when you're up there,
it's
hard. Forgetting so much.
Because you get
I'm forgetting my name.
Yes.
I'm forgetting where I am.
Yes, that is so true. Like people, I think one of the most infamous ones, season 25 of the Challenge Free Agents, Bananas was asked, what does Australia speak? Like, what is their language? That's what I was, and he said Dutch. Because you get so nervous when you're up there
flustered.
That high that sometimes people say some really stupid stuff. So props to you and Kylan for taking that win.
Oh, if it was just me, I would have been screwed.
Okay, props to Kylan for making
it. So that brings me to ask you, like, what was the biggest difference you noticed between being on Big Brother and being on The Challenge?
Obviously, the challenges are called challenges, not competitions.
Right.
That was really hard for us Big Brother people.
Right.
It's not the house, it's the compound.
Right.
Obviously, they're way more intense. Also, it's like they know like they're not trying to kill you here. So at least you know like you're safe. But I will say the biggest difference is solely like Big Brother, you have to worry about jury votes. On The Challenge, you have to worry about competing. So
yes.
I kind of like the aspect of The Challenge more is it doesn't matter how many numbers you have, how many allies you have.
You can compete.
Even if you don't like me, you can throw me in, but I could compete and win myself back.
Yay.
Also, there's multiple people that are in the final, so you can help people out and still, you know, win at the end, if that makes sense.
Did you say that you felt that it was safer in the Challenge house or in the Big Brother house?
No. I meant more so I felt safer knowing... You mean like for the challenges?
Yeah, for the competition.
Saying?
Yeah.
Oh, like no. I was about to shit myself every single challenge. It was more so like it was nice to know they were very careful with the procedures of like safety and everything.
I'm actually surprised there haven't been major injuries. Although James did tell us last episode he hurt his back doing the challenge from what they had to do on the second one or the third one.
Oh, yeah.
And then Tiffany said she had sprained her ankle from one of them also. So,
that second one was scary because that's the ones they got injured on. I'm pretty sure that's the one Tiffany got injured on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because that was part of like the main pitch for me too was hey, like me and Enzo are ready to go. Even though if me and Enzo went in, James and Kayla would have whooped our asses. Like,
and
I looked
they
at
do
Enzo,
that. Like,
oh my God.
They look like Peloton instructors.
Listen, they killed it.
So good.
Oh my God. Yeah. Enzo even looked at me and was like, yo, we would have lost this. Like, yeah, no shit.
You're like, glad it ain't me.
Right.
Yeah.
They definitely killed that one.
So that was one of the that was one of the pitches of like, hey, like Tyson and Justine, you can trust me. Also, me and Enzo are here to win. We are going to compete our ass off. We are strong. Cashel is hungover as hell from the night before, and Tiffany's ankle does hurt. So if you're wanting to throw people in that won't come back, your better shot is Tiffany and Cashel is kind of more of my pitch.
So you were throwing like the weak link out there vibe. You were like,
I was doing anything I could game wise.
She was trying
to make
drown.
Sure my ass was not in there with Enzo.
I mean, wait, are you okay, Alyssa? Because so I'm not gonna not to like point name to point elbows or name names like Devon, but she
and
was scouting out your Instagram. And she was saying how like chill and easygoing you look on Instagram and just in general, like, right, your vibe outside of the show is like pretty just chill, laid back and fun and whatever else. And also even just the restraint you've shown and not responding to some of the social media things that may be coming your way currently.
Couldn't have been me.
Yeah, Dave, I was basically like, y'all would have to come get me. Like, we'd be doing the podcast with Devon radioing in from,
I'll be airing everybody out.
House arrest. With that said, though, but in talking to you, you're a brilliant, a very smart game player, and also, dare I say, a little diabolical yourself. So are you that way in real, like,
no,
in real life? Because you're playing chess when a lot of people are playing checkers. Not everyone, but a lot of people are, and you are clearly playing chess.
But see, Devin, this is that example of Alyssa the player versus Alyssa the person. This is it right here.
It's game, and then it's my personal life. Anyone that with X, I adore more than anybody on the season. I care a lot about him. I have nothing wrong to anything negative to say about Tiffany. Anytime anyone tried to bring up Tiffany to me, I always said that's just not the Tiffany I know. I had no idea that this was going on. Kylan and I were able to bond a lot in the compound and outside. And honestly, like, he is one of the kindest people I've ever met. Aza is one of the most, someone I just respect and adore so much. It was never personal. And I also really mainly wanted to come on the pod. Like, what I was most excited about coming on the podcast was me. What I realized too, which breaks my heart, is wanting this revenge game related is putting a negative light on the cookout when I have and continue to, you know, be very passionate about what they were able to do. I've always been their main supporter. I think it's fucking brilliant and amazing of what they were able to do. So if anyone is listening and anyone has even one tiny percent hate or upset about what they did and you are a fan of me, just please unfollow me. That is not the that's not the support I want. I'd rather have no followers, no fans than if I'm going to have fans that hate on something that I appreciate and admire. So that's
what
the only
thing. They're not going to listen to you.
They're not.
That's fine.
I appreciate you putting
it
out
there. That's the only thing it's game. It's game. And I'm like, guys, if this is just a game, this is not personal. But what I have seen that's been hard for me not to, like, I just don't like to get involved in the Twitter stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
Is if you are going to be hating, if this is me wanting revenge, is like, oh, perfect. Now we can come out and say we didn't like what the cookout did. Then don't be my fan. Do not support me because that's not,
you.
I never.
Yeah.
Don't use me as an excuse to finally hate
to show
on something.
Their hate.
Because I don't hate it and I've always respected it. Anytime I've told people in the compound, I've literally have gotten chills talking about how fucking brilliant it was. So if anyone hates it, then hate me too.
Yeah.
It was strictly a game. I was lied to, I was blindsided, and I couldn't trust the main person that did that. And he was able to do that and win the game. So that's all it was. It was nothing more. And I have nothing but respect for all of them.
I'm so glad.
One more question off that, Alyssa. So you've because I'm just curious. So you've talked about how it's like this being able to really separate game from being personal, which is cool. So I don't know if you know this or have seen it, but the challenge is known. You know how they do different themes and stuff, you know, at the time every year. They've done seasons called Bloodlines where people, challengers are actually bringing in family members, right? And they've also done like exes. So now, if you were to be put into the main challenge game, right? And mm-hmm. they were doing like a spinoff of Bloodlines where, I don't know, if you have a sibling or a cousin or somebody in your family that you like love, and they were an opponent of yours, do you think you'd be able to separate, A, what family member would you invite on the challenge? And then B, do you think you'd be able to separate game from like the personal side of it?
I would probably bring my cousin Michael because it would have mm-hmm. to be an opposite gender, right?
Not always. So they have done it before where it's the same, where it's same gender. And then you could potentially then get put on another team, you know, like split
okay,
up,
so
basically.
say I bring my sister Elena, who's a huge challenge fan as well.
Hey Elena.
Hey girl.
Mm-hmm. Hey Elena. Shout out Elena. For me, I think that's different because if Elena wins, mm-hmm. I win because mm-hmm. What I've always said about if I'm going to win the challenge or Big Brother, I want to help support her and my two nephews. Mm-hmm. The first thing I would want to do is do a college fund for my two nephews.
Oh yeah.
So if Elena wins, I'm still winning. Yeah. So I feel like that's just a little different. Like, I feel like it would be hard for me to keep personal because if she's losing, I feel like I'm losing. If I win, I feel like if she wins, I feel like I'm winning too. So yeah. I think that's just
that's
different.
Blood. That's a different layer.
Yeah. Yeah, that's deep. Yeah, and me and Elena don't even really get along that much.
Uh-oh, okay. You're hearing this MTV
right.
cast.
Exclusive.
Elena.
Exclusive.
You want to see that on the Bloodlines? Yes.
Yeah. Elena has two kids. She would not go on, but.
We're going to try to get
$1 million. Girl, I don't know. Maybe. Sometimes $1 million sounds
make
good.
Make you think twice. It made me think
that's
twice.
A good college fund. Hello. That's a master's degree fund.
I think she's just making me. I think she's just making me go on it so I can do it.
Well, girl, let's get into this elimination because it was big, okay? And so when you saw this elimination, first of all, let's talk about David for a second, okay? David,
yes.
Our David. David was seen as one of the weaker players on the cast, right? Everyone was saying it in their interviews, so on and so forth. So when you saw this elimination, I mean, did you think David and Justine had a chance up against X? Were you like second guessing? Like, oh, maybe X and Shan might pull it out. Like, this might be a bad idea. Let me go a different way. Like, what were you thinking?
It was actually kind of funny because we go up and we see a puzzle. Uh-huh. And X is so good at puzzles. First of all, X is just really good at a lot of things. Mm-hmm. But X is really good at puzzles. There was one competition on Big Brother where he just destroyed us in a puzzle within like 30 seconds.
Yeah.
So while we're up there and we're waiting for TJ to, you know, ask us who we want to throw in, I look over at Derek X and he's literally whispering, "Don't do it." Mm. And I'm like, "Are you fucking kidding me, Derek? I'm about to say his name. Now you're making me question it." So I really was nervous, not because I think Justine and David were capable of it. It was more so I know X is really good at puzzles. So that was the only thing I was worried about. So David, yeah, I was a little nervous because I just didn't know what David was capable of. I know I think Justine's a badass, so yeah. I wasn't really worried about her. It is a partnership, but it was more so a kind of a compliment of, okay, X is going to be really good at this. How well will Justine and David do? Mm. I was scared.
So do you think it was a mistake that Xavier broke all of Shan's glasses? Like, how did that play out? What was the
downfall? I don't know. I'm trying to think about it.
That cost him some time.
I know. And I don't know, like maybe because they were in the lead and then obviously they had to wait the time. I'm guessing like that would be their only decision. I just know X is a really smart guy. So he did have strategy behind it and thought it would work. I just think he put his confidence in solving that puzzle and not worried about the time. And literally before it started, Kylan said, X is about to bash all of these glasses. Like he knew that was going to be a strategy because he's really good at puzzles. So it looks like that was probably what kind of messed up. But at the same time, who knows how fast they would have solved it.
Girl. Then, okay, so they get eliminated, ultimately, right? Mm-hmm. And then we hear, "Love you, X," from you.
Yes.
Explain.
Because
are you sure?
Because I do. Because on a personal level, I do. I do really care about him. He's someone that's important in my life. I was on Big Brother with him, an experience that I can only say I did with 15 other people. These people have a special place in my heart.
Yeah.
So I do care about him. And that's why I wanted to yell that, because I want him to realize this is just a game. I do love you, X.
Do you think he believed you in that moment?
No, I think he wanted to probably press me out in that moment.
Girl, bye.
He was probably like, yeah. He was like, I don't want to fucking hear that, but okay. Yeah.
he was telling you to kick rocks with no socks and open-toed shoes in that moment.
I don't think he even wanted to hear my voice, but I still wanted to say it to have him hear it, whether he wanted to hear it or not. So,
yeah. I mean, you can see how it came across as also diabolical in that moment. But I hear your point.
Yeah. The love you. No, I did not.
Oh, when you send someone home, Alyssa.
Love you.
Alyssa, actually, I think is really fun about you is that I really genuinely do believe you've convinced me that I don't think you recognize sometimes I do think you're doing it for you're like, oh, I just want him to know I still care about him. Like, da da da, which valid. Yet on the outside, everyone else is like,
I didn't even think of it that way.
That love you was right. Like, gotcha.
I know. Damn. So funny.
That's what I'm trying to say. Like, I don't take this game personal. I got you. I got you back, but I love you also. Can't wait to see you after this. Like, I really do.
Come party with me in Miami after this. Yeah. Like, see you there.
I invited him still. I invited everybody on BB23, but.
Yeah, I now believe you invited him. At the top of this interview, I didn't fully believe you, Alyssa, but I believe you invited XTuber.
Is the BB23 chat still up and going, or have members fallen off?
Yeah. There's not like an everyday thing. There's still a chat. There's one person that's not in it that removed himself. Big D did remove himself. Oh. I think he said that on Twitter, or talked about it in something, but... Other than that, we will text in there here and there. Like, we've talked a little bit about BB24 and stuff like that. Uh-huh, but it's not really like we talk every single day, which is normal.
Without giving anything away, Alyssa, like for future episodes, right? Because we still don't know what happens. Mm-hmm. But would you do it all again? The way you played out this episode, would you do it all again?
Do what I did?
Yeah.
Basically, do you have any regrets?
Do I have any regrets? That's a tough question. Cause I don't like to say to have regrets. Mm-hmm. No, I don't have regrets because I feel like what will be shown is there's actions and there's words. And as you can see, everyone's like Big Brother is Team Big Brother, Big Brother is Team Big Brother. And there was so many conversations I had, especially with people from Love Island, like, listen, like I'm down to work with you guys. Derek is someone I really trust. These other people, I'm not sure if I can trust them. Mm-hmm. And those are words. But once I take that shot in the, you know, the bus ride home, Cash is like, listen, I didn't trust you, but I fucking trust you now because I actually showed my actions of, listen, I'm trying to play my own game. Yeah. A lot of people, everyone was mainly scared about Big Brother with the numbers and how we play a game. Mm-hmm. And mainly everyone was scared of Big Brother 23 because we're the only cast with six people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I know that anytime someone talked to me, they were like, okay, is she going to tell everyone from Big Brother 23? So I felt like to play my own individual game and for people to actually believe that I am, I need to make a move that shows that. And I feel like after that, I had much more conversations with people outside of Big Brother. So. Mm-hmm.
Well, she said, I'm not definitely bound. Yes, girl. You definitely made moves. You definitely showed you can stand on your own. And now we want to know if you can handle a little poison because we are going to do a segment we call Pick Your Poison.
Oh, God.
So we have three questions for you. One of them is from yours truly. One of them is from Devon. And this week, one of them is from Twitter. Now, they range from being
definitely
boring.
Definitely not the Twitter one.
Oh. Boring. One of the questions could be something super simple like, what are you wearing nail polish? You know, or what color is it? And then the other questions could be really juicy. But you won't know which is which. So pick your poison.
Okay, I am not doing Twitter.
Sorry, Twitter.
Absolutely not Twitter. Sorry. About to delete that app. I'm going to be bold, and I'm going to go with Devon.
Ooh. Girl, you are the first person to pick that question.
I know. Everybody's been afraid of Dave.
Listen, I really wanted to go on this podcast to say my side of things and be completely myself and open and honest, so... Why not go with Devon?
I love that. Oh, I love that.
You're gonna like this question.
I love that.
Oh, you know God.
I'm so glad.
Am I gonna like it?
You are, Alyssa. You are gonna like it. And it's good that you didn't pick mine. Jacob's question from Twitter was pretty harmless, but it's good you didn't pick my question. So
damn, good job. Okay, Twitter. That was probably one of my like five fans that asked a simple one.
You know, I'm so glad that you said you wanted to come on the podcast and you wanted to speak your truth because that's what my question is about. Now, recently, Cachet released a video on Instagram, yes, where she was saying that ultimately you were the one who planted the seeds and where you were the roots of this entire situation, right, with this Tiffany situation, the Cinco situation, everything. You and Shan, but ultimately you were the one that played the biggest part in it. My question is, what do you have to say for that? This is your opportunity to tell your truth on that situation, the cookout situation, and any other thing that you want to clear up. We want the tea from Alyssa's perspective.
I'm going to tell you word for word, scene by scene, what happened from the moment that Justine and Tyson won till the elimination.
Yes!
So as soon as, as soon as, and I have nothing to hide at this point. Everyone fucking hates me anyway.
we like you.
Thank you. You know what? Thanks, guys. Thanks. That's two more to add to my five.
And Jacob from Twitter. Right. I think he's.
Yes. No, Jacob's one of the five. So. Okay. So as soon as Justine and Tyson won, I knew me and Enzo or Aza and X were fucked because we were the only ones that didn't have a Love Island or a Survivor partner. Mm-hmm. And it seemed like everyone was just playing the easy, boring, fun, you know, easy, boring and simple route of just keeping with your, I mean, smart route too, keeping with your show. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that night I'm talking to James and Kayla and it's clear to me that they do not want to go against Aza and X. I guess they went against them in the challenge and X and Aza were very supportive of James and Kayla and was like, you got this and stuff. So James was like, I would feel so guilty if I even pitched them going in. Mm. I didn't even think I didn't even think Cashel and Tiffany were an option at this point. So I'm like, we're going in. I'm talking to Enzo. Enzo was like, nah, yo, we got this. No matter what, if we go in, we're coming back. I'm like, no, I don't want to go in, Enzo. That's right. The thing. So that whole night, I'm realizing we're probably going in. Then we get back home and Shannon's like a few bunks away from me. And Shannon has me come over and she's like, listen, Love Island wants Tiffany out. And it's either going to be you or Tiffany, basically. Before all this too, I already knew that Tiffany kind of was wanting to target Love Island and Love Island didn't feel good about Tiffany. Mm-hmm. At this point too, I'm pretty close friend wise with, not super close, but I hung out a lot with Shannon and Cache. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I know there was a conversation Tiffany had with me in the bathroom about, hey, like make sure Derek like watches out about Cache. I think she's going to try to use him, something like that. So I already knew in my head, okay, Tiffany doesn't feel good about Cache. Mm-hmm. And she doesn't feel good about the Love Island girls. So I definitely let them know that early on. It had nothing to do with my pitch against her going in. Shannon said, it's either going to be you or Tiffany. Justine is a little scared to take out Tiffany, but me, Cache, and Kira want Tiffany gone. Mm. So that night I thought, okay, what can I do to pitch it to Tyson and Justine? Because they're going to be the main reason. So for Justine, her pitch was a little different. I did say, listen, Tiffany is after Cache. And if she's after Cache, she's after Shannon. And if she's after Shannon, she's after Kira. If she's after Kira, she's after you. If Cache is gone and these people are gone, you're just going to be next. You have never been a thought to put in. I really like you, Love Island girls. I feel like you guys are bold and you guys want to play hard. I've said too, like, listen, on Big Brother, I played loyal to a fault, where it kind of bit me in the ass. I was too loyal. That's a fault of mine, is like, if I am okay, but the person that I'm loyal to isn't, like, I'm going to do anything in my power to make sure they are too. Mm-hmm. And that's how I play the game. So would you rather have me in or someone that you may be able to trust and now you did something great for them and they're going to have your back, or someone that you know you cannot trust? Mm. And that was when also we went out that night and I said, you know, Cashel's really hungover and has been in bed all day and Tiffany's been icing her foot all day. Mm-hmm. So you can throw in these people that are not, first of all, going to be mentally prepared if you just randomly say their names, and physically prepared. Mm-hmm. But me and Enzo already know we're going in since last night. We're fucking ready. We are ready to perform. We work well together and we will come back. Mm-hmm. So that was kind of my main pitch. And with Tyson as well, it was more so, listen, you can trust me. I want to work with you. You know, that was my pitch. It was nothing personal. It was strictly game. All of it was game. Cache's post was, oh, and Alyssa let me know that she's coming after me, which is totally valid. But I'm not the only person. I don't know why I told Cash. I'm like, why are you saying only my name when you know multiple people? Because Shan ratted out Tiffany to Cache. Desi ratted her out. So I don't know why I'm the main subject of it. It was between me or Tiffany. Mm-hmm. And I had to do what I had to do. I did not pitch Tiffany until I realized that's my only fucking option. Just like how they showed, you know, Tiffany was like, hey, I'd rather Alyssa go in than Azza. That's fair. So I had to do whatever I could to make sure I didn't go in. It wasn't like, I got to do everything I can to make sure Tiffany goes in. It's, I needed to make sure what I had to do to make sure I don't go in. And that was it.
So it wasn't a, let me throw her under the bus. It was more so I need to save myself.
Yeah, absolutely. And when I threw her under the bus, it was more so I was having relationships with Cachet and Shannon, and I was letting them know, hey, listen, she thinks that you might be using Derek. She told Hatchet, like, you know, to make sure Derek watches out. Because I was like, just like if you're working with someone, you're going to let them know if someone's coming after them.
Right.
So if I'm going to have Cachet's back, then she'll have my back later on. So that was all.
So is it safe to say that at that time and moving forward, because you are still very much so in the game, you are big Love Island brother, sister?
I would say, I don't know. I feel like you're going to have to see. I think Alyssa's all over the place.
Oh.
I don't really know. I think that it sucks because I come from Big Brother and I come from a season with six people. So already going in, people were sketched by us and people were worried about us and people were this and were that. So it's definitely harder. I think me showing, hey, listen, I'm playing my own game is going to help. Mm-hmm. But I feel like I needed to just play all angles. But I will say walking in, me and Derek were like, I feel like we could work with Love Island was kind of like our idea or our plan, I guess. But no, it was all strictly to make sure I don't go in. I never said anything negative or personal about Tiffany to make sure I don't go in because I don't really need to do that. It was easy for me to say, hey, she's manipulated. And she's hurt and her partner's hungover. I didn't need to say anything personal and I would never do that. So.
All right, Miss Alyssa. I'm glad we got your side, girl.
We did.
That gave the people something to think and talk about.
Right. And probably not believe, but hey, it's all right.
At least you got it off your chest.
At least you got it off your chest. And we're glad that we could create a space for you to do that. Thank you so much, Alyssa, for joining us on the official Challenge podcast. Woo! Were you nervous coming on? Were you nervous about the questions you were going to be asked coming on here?
No, I wasn't nervous about the questions because I know I'm just going to be open and honest. But it was more so I'm nervous about if people are going to believe me or not. So that's all.
So you were nervous about Devon and her reputation for being, I'm just kidding.
No, I wasn't nervous. Listen, if I was nervous about Devon, I wouldn't have got her question.
I know. I'm totally messed. We're harmless here. We're harmless. We like to have fun. We are so glad that you came and you got to tell your side. Yes. It does definitely open up a lot. And I think anyone watching with two eyes, maybe even an eye and a half, could recognize you were playing a game. You weren't just, it clearly wasn't just revenge. Like, you were playing a game, and so far it's working and working very well. You got out some strong competitors. So good on you. We love watching you. We're excited to see where it goes and where it leads. You guys, I don't want to say you guys are bringing me over to being Big Brother fans.
Hello.
I don't know if that's like, hello. You know, as a challenger, like, I feel like.
Well, they're not on here. So we all, you got.
Something to that.
I know. You had Azza, Tiffany, and me, all Big Brothers. So.
I know. I feel like Devon's been in charge of casting. And we're going to have to work on that. But no, it was such a pleasure having you here. Thank you so much. And can't wait to see what you get up to on next week's episode.
Yes, before you go, plug your socials, Mama.
Oh, yes. So on Instagram, it's A-L with three O's, P-E three Z's, to spell it Lopez, but super long. I think Twitter, I probably won't check it, but it's Lyss, L-Y-S-S, and then Lopez with two Z's. And I have TikTok, but I barely go on, so don't even worry about that.
Woo! Cool. All right. Well, thank you so much. Everybody go follow Alyssa. And we'll see. We'll see how it goes.
Yes.
Thank you, guys. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day. Because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my character, Gray Parrish, from my new series, Parrish.
Yeah, I can drive.
My character was a getaway driver.
Yeah!
I'm retired from life, you know that.
His business is failing, his house is going up for sale. He is the everyman.
Tell me about this driver job.
We got a lot of action in this show. We have moments of real danger, and we want to feel as if anything could happen. Gray is invited to drive for this man. He's invited to make money, and he quickly realizes this is not the right thing to do.
I did what you told me to.
And he's in a world over his head.
Now, let's go!
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC Plus.
Oh my gosh, Day, that what an interview from Alyssa.
Yes.
I mean, and I'm glad she picked your question, okay?
Because I am too.
Yeah,
bold.
That was perfect.
What?
That was actually really perfect. I think
we
learned a lot. The listeners learned a lot. And that's what we do here, right, Day?
And she was honest. Oh,
yes.
My gosh. She was so honest and open. Like, I love that. She mm-hmm. didn't. She did not hold back at all. And that made me really happy.
Exactly. That's all we want on this podcast. That and to tease you a little bit, right?
A little bit.
I feel like, you know,
a little bit.
A little bit fun, a little bit tea. That's the fun and tea podcast. I love it. I also love, by the way, how people are calling us D&D. Online.
Yes!
I don't know if you see that in the reviews on the in the Apple Podcast app. We appreciate all your reviews, by the way.
Yes.
A lot of people have been calling us D&D. I love that.
Yes.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
It's
yes.
so great. So
Black
Day,
Girl Magic hashtag.
Whoa, Black Girl Magic in the building. D as in Davon, where can they mm-hmm. find you on social media?
Oh, child. Of course, I am the mayor of Twitterville, USA. So you can find me there at DayDayVon_. You can also find me on Instagram at DayVonDiane_. And you can also find me on YouTube. And yes, Devin, I did make a video. You can find me on YouTube at DayVonDiane and TikTok at DayDiane_. Now, where can they find you? D as in Devin.
Well,
with a Y.
You guys, yes, that is true. You can find me. I'm most effective or fluent or busy on Instagram. So you can find me at Devin Simone on Instagram. You can find me at Devin Simone on Twitter. Those are both Devin with a Y, Simone with an I. And you can also find me on TikTok. I'm going to be posting a new video like this week or something. That's Devin_Simone because TikTok is haters. And also, once you find us, then comment, tweet us, reply to us, because
yes.
if you have a question for the Pick Your Poison segment. Now think about it. Whatever you've ever wanted to ask any challenger in the house
Hello.
Or one of your favorite challenges in the house, we fought so that you could have this moment and you can get it answered. So drop it in the comment section when you review us here on Apple Podcasts or
yes.
Share it on social media using the hashtag AskChallengeUSA. Hit us up on Reddit, wherever it is.
Yes.
Let us know because it's an opportunity for us to pick your question and shout you out on a future episode. You never know. So
yes, because this is our podcast,
right?
Myself, Devin, and y'all. This is
Woo!
Us. This is
exactly.
our thing, okay?
Exactly.
And if you happen to like this episode, please remember to rate and review us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, and tell a friend, your
and
mom,
grandma,
your daddy,
mm-hmm.
your grandma, your
cousins,
auntie, your uncle, your neighbor,
that ex
yes.
of yours, that person that you blocked, unblock them for a second. Tell them to download this
tell
podcast
download
in the link,
podcast.
And then block them again. We appreciate it, and make sure everyone rates and reviews.
Yes.
Also, make sure you catch new episodes of The Challenge on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Yes, and we will see you back here next week for a brand new episode of MTV's official challenge podcast, Challenge USA Edition.
Bye. Your favorite place to be.
Yes.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.